USA Radio News.
Americans are stressed out. Reporter John Hunt breaks it down.
Financial woes, coupled with a barrage of horrifying scenes from Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion, have pushed a majority of Americans to unprecedented levels of stress, according to a new report from the American Psychological Association. The association's annual Stress in America poll found that U.S. adults, already weary from 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic and continuing inflation, are now overwhelmingly troubled by the war in Ukraine. According to the results, 87% of those surveyed cited rising cost of everyday items such as groceries and gas as a significant source of stress.
Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn appeared virtually before the January 6th Select Committee and invoked the Fifth Amendment in refusing to answer questions on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A new report from the CDC found pediatric emergency room visits tied to mental health conditions skyrocketed during COVID restrictions. The proportion of mental health visits among kids ages 5 to 11 increased by 24% from March to October 2020 and by 31% among teens. Microsoft says it's time to run another update on your PC.
As long as there are computers, there will always be someone trying to get inside, you know, metaphorically. Lucky for us Windows users, Microsoft has just squashed another laundry list of hacks. Microsoft released its March 2022 patch on Tuesday. The update contains patches for 71 known vulnerabilities, plus the company fixed 21 vulnerabilities in their web browser, Microsoft Edge. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And total compensation for Moderna's CEO rose 41% in 2021, while the stock soared 143%. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
It's time to play ball as the Major League Baseball strike comes to an end.
The baseball lockout is over as the owners and players have come to terms on a ratified new collective bargaining agreement, which will ensure a full 162-game season beginning April 7th. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he believes that the owners' imposed lockout helped, despite being frustrating for the fans.
I do believe that the lockout helped move the process along, and, you know, if we had just slid into the season, started the season without the lockout, I don't think we'd have an agreement today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is attending a DNC fundraiser on Thursday, showing that it's not too early to think about November's midterm elections. Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey in an exchange with Press Secretary Jen Psaki earlier Thursday.
The president's statement blames the Putin price hike. Are you guys just going to start blaming Putin for everything until the midterms?
Well, we've seen the price of gas go up at least 75 cents since President Putin lined up troops on the border of Ukraine.
Gas prices in the U.S. are averaging $4.31 per gallon. And the IRS plans to hire 100,000 workers to clear a tax backlog. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.